Georgia ranks near the top nationally for having the most cases of human trafficking. Data compiled by the National Human Trafficking Resource Center shows that this year alone, Georgia has the seventh highest rate of such cases. Most involve sex trafficking in particular. Legislation working its way through Congress could give prosecutors and sex trafficking victims a way to take legal action against the websites that host ads for prostitution. But some companies worry this measure could hurt the tech industry. Ashley Gold is following this story. She's a technology and congressional reporter for Politico, and she joins us this morning from Washington, D.C. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Also with us is Chuck Boring. He is the Deputy Chief Assistant District Attorney for Cobb County, where he deals with a lot of these cases. And Chuck, I wonder if we couldn't come to you first. I just want to, before we talk about the bill and its impact on tech companies potentially, I just want to get us grounded in a common set of facts. What does a typical case of human sex trafficking look like in Georgia?
The cases we usually encounter center on, especially with minor sex trafficking, children who have either run away or been enticed away from their home or whatever their living situation is via the internet or by meeting somebody out and about. And it goes from there as far as when they get with these traffickers. Oftentimes, the advertisements will go up on a website like Backpage or something of that nature, which generally posts advertisements for meeting up with females, and then a great majority of these cases end up taking place at hotels around the metro area.
Right. You know, we spoke previously on the show with Katrina Owens of Atlanta. She is a sex trafficking survivor and activist. And as you say, sometimes victims are solicited over the internet. Sometimes they're identified in person. Here she is talking about her own trafficker's method of operation.
He would roam the mall, and if he see a young girl that's walking by herself, he would walk up to her and tell her how beautiful her eyes were. And if she looked him eye to eye and said, thank you, he knew that she wasn't the one. And when he would approach a young girl who he would give a compliment to and she would look down at her feet, he knew everything that he needed to know about her.
So Chuck Boring with the Cobb County DA's office, you're saying that some of the solicitation, not for solicitation of the customers of prostitution, but in fact the victims of human sex trafficking, that will happen online. Like a young woman will respond to an ad on Craigslist or something like that, saying that she could get work doing something. Is that what you're talking about?
And actually, it's a little more involved than that. Just meeting up with people on social media. I think children sometimes will get on web chat rooms. Even on Facebook, general types of social media, start communicating with other people, and the traffickers may strike up a conversation or a relationship that way. I've seen that through multiple different mediums. Then it goes from chatting online or talking online to going and meeting up with these people as well, and then the grooming process starts.
Ashley Gold, who is following this story for Politico. So this bill that is making its way through Congress that would make websites liable for their role in this, could this conceivably allow a victim or a prosecutor to sue Facebook because a victim was solicited through Facebook?
It could. The standard is still very high in proving that the website knew that it was doing in facilitating this behavior, but it gives people a pathway to possibly get some sort of civil remedies for what they went through. There is a knowing standard in the bill that websites would have to knowingly facilitate sex trafficking, which still is very hard to prove. But in the past, any time this was taken to court, Section 230 of a communications law from 1996 called the Communications Decency Act provided these websites broad they got off scot-free from, you know, hosting these kind of ads because of this liability protection. And this would go in and change that a little bit.
So what would you think would be a more typical case if this bill was passed and someone brought a successful lawsuit against a website?
I believe it would be either a civil suit from a victim. They would sue Backpage.com, and if the law is interpreted by the court, this new law is interpreted by the court, that Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act does not shield this website from its civil liability, then they would possibly get you know, financial restitution.
So you mentioned Backpage.com, which I'm just going to guess from the sound of it is a website that's its main deal, is that they do ads for prostitution solicitation. What about a classified site like Craigslist, where it's not where it's individual users on a peer-to-peer basis doing these kinds of arrangements?
I would say that the main aim of this bill is to take down Backpage.com. That's been the enemy for a long time. Websites like Craigslist do fall under this as well, because all internet sites, you know, enjoy the protections of the Communications Decency Act. So I guess no matter where the behavior is happening, the law would apply the same way. But Backpage is where the vast majority of this activity has been happening, and that's in the past where victims have tried to sue.
I suppose we've been, or at least I've been, talking for the past few minutes about human sex trafficking and prostitution as though they're one and the same, and I suppose they're not. One involves coercion and one potentially not. Does the bill make that distinction, Ashley?
The bill has a few things there. The House version of the bill originally amended the Mann Act, which was the federal prostitution law, to create a new federal definition of human trafficking. And many sex worker groups are actually rallying against this bill. They say that it would hurt their ability to have safe communities online where they can arrange work safely and talk to one another and have, you know, safe date lists, as they call it. And they're saying that this bill would erode some of those protections and would, you know, push prostitution further underground and off of the websites they've been using. So those groups are actually pretty opposed to this.
Chuck Boring with the DA's office in Cobb County. From where you sit as someone who tries to prosecute these cases, do you think this bill in Congress that would allow victims of sex trafficking to sue the websites that have a role in posting ads and such, do you think this is a good thing?
Well, I think if applied correctly, yes. I think anything that would discourage the knowing facilitation of domestic minor sex trafficking, in any tool that we could use to stem the tide of this would be beneficial. We've kind of moved from just generally getting everybody, you know, society in general to recognize that this is a problem, to looking at more creative ways to try to bring an end to this type of behavior. Some movements going toward how do we deal with hotels who knowingly facilitate this type of behavior. And in going to the internet and these websites, not just ones that do allow third-party advertising, but the ones that knowingly encourage or facilitate this type of behavior, I think need to be held responsible. And anything we can add to the toolbox to address this would be beneficial.
While we're talking about it, just remind everybody, why is human sex trafficking such a particularly bad problem here in Georgia?
For several reasons. I mean, obviously, it's a major metropolitan area with, you know, the busiest airport in the world, lots of transportation hubs, a large metro area and perimeter area. So you've got that to start with. Not just people flying in from, say, another country or something like that, but also as kind of a hub for people just traveling via bus or car or however coming to this metro area. So that creates an issue as well. I think that's one of the reasons this is referred to as, quote, a hub of human sex trafficking. But what we also see a lot is, you know, the type of sex trafficking that isn't busing people in from out of town. We also see a great deal of our youths around the metro area being exploited by people, within this same area.
Right. That's Chuck Boring, Chief Deputy Assistant District Attorney at the Cobb County DA's office. We were also joined there by Ashley Gold, tech and Congress reporter for Politico. Ashley, really quickly in 10 seconds here, this bill that would allow victims and prosecutors to sue the websites that have a role in human sex trafficking, do you think it's going to pass Congress?
I think there is a very good chance it passes Congress in just a couple days, yeah.
All right. Thanks to you both.
Thank you very much.